This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you to put your garden to bed, to take care of your house plants, to plan out your holiday decorating and so forth, give us a call. The number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Call in, talk with Nathan. He'll get you set up. And we'll work together to solve some of those gardening problems that you may have. The season is changing, so, you know, let's get the outside all done. Put all of your tools away. This afternoon, I've got to coil up my hoses. I was going to do it the other day, but they froze. So hopefully it's going to warm up a little bit. I can drain them, coil them up and tie them, and that way if I want to wash the car in the middle of winter, then I'll be able to, but definitely drain them. What I do is I'll throw one end over a section of my fence and then pull it over, and because it's going over a fence, all the water will come out the opposite end of the hose. But sprinklers, hand tools, and long-handled tools, let's put them away so that we have them next spring. That way you don't start mowing the lawn and all of a sudden you come across a hand tool that you left near a garden and it goes flying from underneath your lawnmower. Then you got to buy a new one and probably a blade at the same time. So let's get outside today. And if you put in a new lawn and it came in pretty good, try and keep the leaves off of it, so that it can really continue to grow until it freezes. And if you're going to use a rake, go easy on pressing down on it. A leaf blower would be a lot better. But try and keep it free of fallen leaves as much as possible. A leaf here and there is not going to be a big deal. But if you've got 2-3 inches thick of leaves, it could smother and kill all of your hard work to reestablish your lawn. So keep it clean for the most part. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Shirley in Cape Cod.
Shirley from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
My irrigation was on and it's scheduled to be blown out on Monday. However, it did inadvertently hit my two hydrangea bushes out front. And will that really mess up the buds for next year?
No. No, it's just it probably protected the buds. Now, this is really strange, and I don't understand it, but we were in Florida visiting my son a couple years ago, and they had a real cold snap come down, and a couple miles from his house, he has a big orange orchard. And because it was going to be so cold, they ran the sprinklers all night, and all of the oranges and the trees were covered with a thin layer of ice. And I said to my son, didn't they just kill all of those oranges? And he said, no, they do this all the time. Because when the fruit is covered with ice, the temperature in the orange cannot go below freezing. And it's a way to make that plant stronger and temporarily fight off a freeze. If they had not put a coating of ice on the leaves and on the fruit, the cold weather would have destroyed the orange and probably killed the tree itself. So it's really amazing to me when we go to see Matthew, when we do get cold weather and the trees, the entire orchard is nothing but ice, but it prevents the tree from dying and it prevents the fruit from freezing because the freezing occurs on the ice and not on the orange. So on your hydrangea, it made them even hardier.
Thank goodness for that. I thought I was too slow in getting the irrigation fellow over, but he's coming Monday so to blow out the system. So I'm just thankful for what your answer is. Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much, Shirley, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call. We have open lines, and we will be able to help you out. Nathan, who's up next?
John in New Hampshire.
John from the state of New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. It's about roses.
Okay.
I tried to grow roses last year, but the weather killed them all. Maybe I didn't put them in deep enough, but I had them in the pot because I didn't have a chance to put them in the ground. But everything just—they all just died because of the wind. It's rough.
About
100 miles from Mount Washington, and it gets cold, windy. But I have 9 rosebuds now. They look pretty good, but they get hit by the black spot disease.
Right.
And what it does, it gets on one plant and it just moves one to one right over to all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I put some sulfur on, but I lost all the old leaves, but some new ones grow up. But I don't have time to dig holes in them. I have them in 12-inch containers with drainage.
Right.
I was thinking of building like some plywood about 12 inches deep, put all the plants in, and then put some mulch over it and cut them down. But I don't know how far to cut them down.
You don't want to cut them down, John. The reason is if you cut them, right now, you have branches, and everything is a sealed unit. When you make a cut, you now have an opening for the moisture in that whole plant to escape. And because the plant has gone dormant with the cold weather, it doesn't have the time or the ability to make a scab. So the best thing for you to do is put the roses either in a garage, in a tool shed, where they're out of the weather. If you don't have a garage or a tool shed, put them up against your home on the north side, not facing the sun, but in the shade. And one year I got some roses late. Some friends gave me some. I didn't have a chance to put them in. So I went on the north side of my house. I dug a hole right up against the cement foundation, set the pot right in the ground so that it stayed insulated with the soil around it. And then I put some bark mulch about 10 inches high, like a big igloo. And that insulated the graft portion of it. And then the following spring, I pulled it out of the ground, replanted it in the yard, and they did fine.
How far should I plant them in the ground? Some say 3 inches, some say 6.
Okay. What you want to do, when you look at your rose bush, you're going to see a swollen area that looks like a fist. and that's swollen the area. The branches are coming out of it.
It's like a big node or something.
Right. And that's where the root system and the top of the plant were grafted together. Now, in the Northeast, you cannot grow a rose that will survive on its own root system. In California, in Texas, down in Florida, not a big deal. You can take a cutting, you can root it, and grow it.
Right.
But in where you get cold weather, the root system, the natural root system of a rose, is not strong enough to survive the winter. So what they do is they will take a hardy rose that will tolerate all kinds of cold weather. They'll grow that plant. Then when the root system is well enough established, they'll cut the top off and throw it away. They'll take the rose that you want, take pieces of it, and graft it to the root system. And that way, the plant now can tolerate the cold weather. But where the two are grafted, that's the most delicate part of the plant. And you want to get that fist-like growth 2 inches below the ground. And then put... So 2 inches deep, and then an inch of bark mulch on top of it, and you'll have the most beautiful roses that you've ever had.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you with your garden. Nathan, who's up next?
Angelo in New York.
Angelo, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I love your program.
Thank you.
I have a quick question I need to ask you. I'm having some roofers doing some roof work on the house.
Yes.
And because of the shingles and the ladders and the workers destroyed my grass in certain sections. And I think I know the answer, but I figured let me ask you this question anyway. They should be finished sometimes this week, probably towards the end of the week. And I'd like to know, is it too late to make an attempt to try to put some grass seeds into the soil and hopefully something will sprout out before it really gets cold?
Yeah, I don't think I would attempt it at this time. You know, you got to figure, you know, today is, what, the 10th or the 11th? 12th of November, and a grass seed needs to have a soil that the temperature is 50 degrees. So if your temperature is below 50, if the soil temperature is below 50, it will not germinate. And just sitting there during the winter, some of it could be eaten by mice, or voles that are tunneling or above the ground, could be eaten by birds. So at this point, I would just leave it alone, deal with the mess that they've made, and then in April, early April, just get your soil ready and plant your seed at that point, because the temperatures will get better and better and warmer, and your seed will germinate a lot better. But a lot of people think that if they put down the seed now, that when the weather is right, it will come in. I just feel that you'd be better off to wait until the season is right rather than take your money, put it down there, and hope for the best.
Okay. Do you have time for another question?
Sure.
Yeah, Scotts has this product that they claim they can grow grass anywhere. If you look at the package, it shows grass growing on cement. And you've never mentioned anything one way or the other about the product. What are your opinion of that product that they sell?
It's a mixture of seed and like a ground up paper, and it does help to germinate the seed a lot quicker. You will have a higher germinating percentage, but if you don't condition your soil, if you don't water it on a regular basis, and if you don't feed it, it just isn't going to grow. And you could take any seed and grow it on tar or on cement as long as it has the moisture. And it's that material that they mix with the seed that is works like a sponge. And you can grow it on a thin layer of this paper, but you've got to water it. You can't just apply it and say, go ahead and do your thing. It's got to be taken care of. It's just it's something that's designed to do patchwork here and there on your lawn. And the other thing is, too, Angelo, depending on the seed blend that's in that patch material, there's a possibility, and I don't know, but you've got to look at the label and see that the bulk of the seed has got to be perennial. A lot of these inexpensive seed blends that you'll find at Walmart and Home Depot, you can buy a 10-pound bag for like $10. It's got a lot of annual rye in it. And putting down annual rye won't do you any good because it's an annual. It will come up in the spring, it'll grow, it'll look nice, and then in the fall, with the first frost that you get, all of the annual grasses will die. So before you buy any of these products, look at the label. And if you see that it has a high percentage of annual grasses, don't buy it. Because you're just going to end up with trouble. You'll have to replant it the following year. So stay away from annual grass seed blends. They're nothing but trouble. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Boneide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Boneide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
No other callers line at the second.
Okay. The one thing that we've talked about this morning is to, if you have any hydrangea, whether it's the cone or the ball-shaped flower of the hydrangea, I don't want you to cut the plant back. I just want you to remove the actual dried flower. The reason is, the flowers on a hydrangea are a good size. Some of them could be 4, 6, 7, 8 inches in diameter. And if you leave that on your plant and you live in an area where you can get some heavy, wet snow, the snow will build up on the blossoms. It will bend and the branch will break. So take a few minutes. Just take a trash barrel, pair of pruners, go out in the yard, and just below the blossom, cut all of the flowers off. Don't cut into the branch, just the stem of the bloom, and get them off so that you don't have any winter damage on your hydrangea. Your roses should be put to bed now, and all you need to do, get a bag of bark mulch, local nursery, feed and grain store. One bag should do 6 to 8 rose bushes. And it's simple. All you do is you make a pile of bark mulch 12 inches wide and 6 to 8 inches high to protect the graft where the top and the root system meet. And you make this mound and you leave it there all winter. In the spring, you spread it in the garden, and now you've already mulched the bed so that you've got two things done. You've protected during the winter. Now you're going to add some nice bark mulch to prevent weeds from growing. And at the same time, you're covering the ground so that you don't lose the moisture when the weather gets really nice and warm. Okay, we're going to go to the callers. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Anna's in Cape Cod.
Anna from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I love to listen to you. I'm trying to do it every Sunday whenever I can.
Thank you.
I've got two problems, and I actually called you about one of them, and then, of course, I forgot to write it down, which is always annoying. But my tomatoes get this. They die from the bottom up. They get
right.
This fungus on them. And you said that there was something from one of the universities that developed some kind of a spray to take care of that. And do you remember what the name of that was? That's my first problem. And then I, of course, have a zucchini problem also.
Okay. The first thing that you want to do is to take that plant out of your garden and don't put it in your compost pile. Just put it in with the trash and get it out of there. That's
okay.
Very, very important that you do that and you clean out the garden. Try and plant the tomatoes in a different location in your garden. So if there are any disease spores there, they're going to become airborne and your tomatoes are no longer there. They're in a different location.
Right.
Okay.
I do that every year, but I still have the same problem. It's every single year I get the same thing going on. And I have sprayed them with a fungicide, but it hasn't really worked.
There are two products that will do a very good job on controlling it. It's late blight is the name of it.
Okay.
Okay. And as you said, it starts at the bottom of the plant, and it will work its way up and slowly killing the plant. But once it gets really going, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do to stop it. So you've got to catch it early.
Right.
Okay. So, there's a product, made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, and it's a totally organic product, and it's a Monterey Complete Disease Control, and that will work very good. And there is a company based in Florida called Organic Labs. And they have a product that is very, very effective against this particular disease. Works great, totally organic, and it will control it. And it's called Organocide. Organocide. And it's a 3-in-1 product. It will take care of diseases and different types of insects at the same time, and it's all organic and natural. But it's Organocide 3-in-1.
Great. Okay, wonderful. I think that was the name you had given me once before, and I wrote it down and then lost the piece of paper.
No problem.
Awesome.
Now what?
Awesome. Yeah.
What is your second question, Anna?
My second question is, I get every year I get on my zucchini and summer squash, I get the rot that starts from the bottom of the stem, and then eventually kills the plant right when it's starting to produce flowers and zucchini. And I know it's the squash bug. And the past couple of years, I've put like a tobacco cloth over them, but it still hasn't quite done the trick, you know, to stop it from that moth that
Right. Lays
its eggs there. So
Here's,
is there some other better way to deal with that?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first started gardening, I always listened on a radio to a man named Jim Crockett. And Jim Crockett is the man who started the Victory Garden in Boston that is now national. And Jim's solution was you can use different insecticides, but every time you water the garden, you wash it off the plant. So
right.
What he recommended was this, and this is how he did it on his television program. He took a pair of his wife's old pantyhose, and he cut off the legs.
Yeah.
And he took the toe of the nylon, pushed it in the ground where the squash came out of the ground, and then wrapped the stem with the nylons. And the way that the insect gets into the plant, the egg is laid on the plant. It falls on the ground. It hatches. And then it will climb back up onto the plant and eat his way into the stem. So if you wrap it with the nylon and you come up about a foot, the nylon will stretch as the stem gets larger and begins to mature. So there's no worry about girdling it or squeezing it too hard. And the caterpillar or worm-type insect cannot eat through the nylon, and he will die.
Okay. I will try that next year. I've had tried that a little bit in the past years ago, and I probably didn't wrap it, and that was probably my problem. I just tried to pull it up over the plant, and that never quite worked.
Yeah. No, you just take the toe, push it into the ground, and then stop right at the ground and go around it. And go up as and it works very, very well. I do it in my garden, and I haven't had any problem with squash vine borer since then. And I always look up to the sky and say, Jim, thank you for your help.
Thank you. All right, we'll try that one next year. Thank
okay, you Anna, you have a great weekend now.
Right.
Bye-bye. If we can help you, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We've had quite a few calls about the Christmas wreaths that we do. They will be up on the website for next weekend. I'm going to tell you that we are not going to be doing as many as we usually do. And this will be our last season of doing the Christmas wreaths and centerpieces. So if you want a wreath shipped this year, next weekend the website will be up, or you can give us a call and we can take your order. But I've been doing it for 20 plus years. I'm getting tired. And I just don't have the energy that I used to stay out in the garage for 12, 15 hours a day anymore. So we're going to retire the Christmas wreath business, and that way we can enjoy the holidays ourselves. So if you want one, get with us as soon as possible so that we can help you out. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane in Cape Cod.
Jean from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
I have an interesting story. My neighbor, a widow, allowed an area of garden to grow, and unbelievable bittersweet and honeysuckle and wild rose. My husband worked in her yard for hours the last couple of weeks, and what do you know, this big growth over everything. It was a honeysuckle tree.
Oh, wow.
12 feet by 12 feet. Underneath it was a paniculata about 8 feet with some blossoms on top, and that's about it.
Wow.
For next year, could she just leave it and it will come back, or should she cut it down a bit and have it bush out, or what would you do with it?
On the,
it could stay tall. It could really stay tall, but all the way up is nothing.
Yeah. What I would do is wait until the spring, and now that the honeysuckle has been removed and the bittersweet has been removed, next spring, during April, just have your husband go back there and shape it. And, you know, if it's going to be 10 feet tall, take 2 or 3 feet off of it. And it will
even
make
if you take it down to just a bare stump?
Well, that would be...
There isn't much up there.
Yeah, I mean, I would leave at least a 3 foot high stalk on it to give it something to grow on. The stem of the tree has dormant buds on it. So if it's getting to be really tall and doesn't look that good, cut it down to about 3 feet. The buds that are dormant on the stem will break. They'll wake up and they'll build a brand new plant.
Paul,
for
if
your...
I cut it to 3 feet, I'll have nothing but a stump. Is that okay?
Right. That's okay.
All right. Okay. I've got you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene. Have a nice weekend. And
you
enjoy
too.
The beautiful weather. Bye-bye.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nathan, let's go right to the phone lines. The show is coming close to an end.
It's Gene in Cape Cod.
Gene from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. My neighbor gave me a different hydrangea this spring. I planted it, but it had a broken branch. I cut off the branch, I cut the leaves in half, and I stuck it in a bud vase.
Yes.
And it's rooted.
Oh,
but
great.
It's still in the bud vase.
Mm-hmm.
I know it can't stay there for the winter.
Right. So it's how big is the branch? Like the thickness of a pencil?
Yes. And okay. It's probably about 6 inches tall.
Okay. Then get like a 4 or a 5 inch plastic or clay pot, some potting soil, and let's plant it up. And then what you could do is you can grow it on your windowsill, because you want to make sure that if you just pot it and then stick it in your garage, it may not survive. So pot it up and then put it on your windowsill and treat it like a regular house plant and just nourish it all winter long. In the spring, what you want to do is you want to cut the plant back by about a third, because it's probably going to grow 2 or 3 inches during the winter time. Just nip the very tip of that plant off or take off 1 inch, and that will force it to produce side branches, and it will get thicker and fuller. And then as the root system continues to get mature, the roots will make new shoots also.
Okay.
Good. And so that you could plant it in your yard next spring, but I would rather that you grow it in a container. So in the spring, go to your nursery and see if they have any used empty pots that the landscaping people, took the shrubbery out and planted it. So they've got, they probably have a big pile of used pots. Get a 1 gallon size pot, which is 8 inches. Fill it with potting soil and grow your hydrangea on your back porch or deck for the summer. Let it go through the fall and then let it get hit by the frost. And then next fall, store your hydrangea in your garage or tool shed. And the following spring, plant it in your yard.
Great. I have another question.
Okay.
My husband's mother's house is being sold, and there's a huge knockout rose that they want to take.
Okay. Then they're going to have to take it quick.
Okay.
And it's going to have to be stored in a sheltered area for the winter. So dig it up, and they should get a container 15, 18 inches in diameter. So they want to get a good root ball with it.
Okay.
And then give it a good drink. Put it in a garage that's not heated for the winter. Don't prune it. You're not going to prune it until next year. But by being in the garage or in the tool shed, it's protected from the wind, the snow, and the constantly changing temperature, and it will survive a lot better there. And then during the winter, you'll probably have to water it a couple of times. So if your tool shed is way in the backyard, you got to dig through the snow. It may not be the ideal place, but someplace where it's going to stay cold and there's no heat, and that way it's sheltered from the wind.
Okay. Okay.
And
Thank
then next,
you.
And then next spring he can plant it.
Okay, great. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Jean. Anytime. Do you have a problem? Just give us a call. We're here for you every single Sunday, from 6 o'clock until 10. And I hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. Boy, it's coming quickly right now. Nathan, thank you so much for all you're doing this morning to help to produce the show. And all of you from calling in. And remember, Thanksgiving's a couple weeks away. Let's get the garden put to bed. And if you're looking for a wreath next week, they'll all be on the website. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.